This is Kansas Profile. I'm Ron Wilson, director of the Huck Boyd National Institute for Rural Development at Kansas State University. He arrived in the U.S. with $26 in his pocket, yet he lived to experience the American dream. The late Paul Mai immigrated from Germany in 1958, moved to Kansas, and became globally recognized in the steel fabrication business. It's a remarkable story in rural entrepreneurship, and it's today's Kansas Profile. Paul Carl Mai was born in Germany in 1931. The eldest of four sons, he worked as a steel laborer in post-war Germany. Some older friends encouraged him to go to the U.S., and he began to dream of doing so. In 1958, a family member living in Topeka, Kansas, sponsored he and his brother's immigration to the United States. They traveled by ship to Ellis Island and then by train to Topeka. In later years, Dave Cox worked for Mai and considered him a mentor. Cox shared several memories of Paul Mai. In Germany, his dream was to come to the U.S. and build a business, and that's what he did, Cox said. He was a visionary, Cox said. In the U.S., Mai first worked as a general laborer in concrete and steel businesses. According to Cox, after work hours, Mai would spend his time drawing designs of equipment that could help do the work better and more efficiently. His supervisors took notice and began to promote him. This was during the era of the Cold War with the Soviet Union. Among the first projects Mai worked on were construction of underground concrete and steel missile silos to respond to the Soviet nuclear threat. Several of those silos were concentrated around air bases at Topeka and Salina, but there were also missile sites in such rural communities as Waverly, population 574, Delia, population 151, and Bashong, population 27 people. Now that's rural. Mai moved to Salina and started a one-man welding shop called Mai Steel Services. He met and married Betty Mai, and they had four children. With his entrepreneurial spirit and commitment to innovation, he began to expand and invest in other businesses. He was always looking for ways to work smarter, not harder, Cox said. He did lots of work with concrete and steel. One early enterprise was a business named StressCast that worked on pre-stressed concrete construction. As he focused more on steel products, he began with small repair jobs such as a local middle school gymnasium, followed by the bombing range observation towers at Fort Riley. He wanted to be a turnkey supplier of metal structures, Cox said. The business he founded is now known as PKM Steel Service. Mai began with welding projects, but found he needed a reliable and readily accessible supply of raw steel. That led him to build his own steel warehouse in Salina. That business is known as Salina Steel Supply. The next issue he encountered was issues around the transport of related products. That led to the founding of his own trucking company, now known as MSS Transport. He would later form Myco Industries and A-Plus Galvanizing. He patented an invention called the Mai Sky System for the steel industry, built the world's largest galvanizing kettle, and shipped fabricated steel and heavy steel structures throughout the United States and to countries all around the world. I'm blessed to have been mentored by Paul, Dave Cox said. I traveled with him to Germany and China, Cox said. In the steel industry, people knew him all over the world. His impact extended far beyond the business world as he made significant contributions to local community projects and education. For example, his generous support of welding schools and lifelong learning earned him the Teacher's Apple Award. He also provided support to young, aspiring entrepreneurs in central Kansas. Paul Mai passed away in 2017. His family continues to own and operate these major companies. We salute Paul Mai and family for making a difference with innovation and entrepreneurship from humble beginnings. He could truly say, I did it my way. And there's more. Among those businesses was one which has become a national leader in the tubular pole and building structure business. We'll learn about that next week. For the Huck Boyd National Institute for Rural Development, this is Ron Wilson with Kansas Profile.